Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here over the fraud department. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
41101.
First and last name, please.
Bambi Webb.
Okay, and for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
2322 Hilton Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky, 41101.
Okay, thank you for that. I've located your account for the meal plan that was ordered on June the 7th. You are stating that you did not place this order for this app, correct?
No, ma'am, I did not. And that lady on the first line that I talked to said that it was done the 17th of January.
No, ma'am. This order was placed on June the 7th, which was Tuesday.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Could anyone in your household might have placed this order?
No, ma'am.
Okay, no problem. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is get your information sent over to Yolo County Police Department, so that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We do send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where the app was ordered from. I do have to let you be fully aware that if it does come back to the information you verified over this recorded line, there is a possibility that you could be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
Yep, yeah, because I know I never placed the order for it.
Okay. That information has been sent over for the beginning of the investigation. We do refund the most recent charge, which will be the $56.95 charge that was made on June 7th. The refund will take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on your card. You'll also get an email confirming. Is there anything else can help you with?
Well, according to this, it says $59.89.
Correct, $59.89.
Oh, okay. I thought you said $56.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
That'll be all.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.